This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives voted 305 to 102 on Thursday to approve a $4.6 billion Senate bill to provide emergency aid at the U.S.-Mexico border. We get details from AP's Tim McGuire.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump criticized Thursday's Supreme Court ruling to block a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. Trump said that he has asked his lawyers if there's a way to delay the count, which is mandated by the Constitution. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The high court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's UN-backed government reclaimed a strategic town near Tripoli from opposition forces that have been fighting for the past 3 months to capture the country's capital. We get more from VOA's Heather Murdoch.
Forces loyal to the UN-backed government in the Libyan capital Tripoli say, in a surprise attack on Wednesday and Thursday, they retook the strategic town of Gharian, about 80 kilometers south of the city. Authorities from the West called the retaking of Gharian a major victory and a turning point in the war. Eastern authorities initially denied the retreat and later called it tactical. In early April, the town was taken by forces loyal to Libya's eastern de facto leader, Khalifa Haftar, who vowed to take Tripoli by force and launched attacks from Gharian. Since then, 650 people have been killed and 94,000 have fled their homes because of the fighting. Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked NATO allies Thursday to help the U.S. mount a broad effort against Iran, but he came up empty. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from NATO headquarters.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too, but
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
10 U.S. Democratic presidential candidates take to the stage in Miami, Florida in just a couple of hours in the second of two Democratic debates this week. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says that former Vice President Joe Biden carries the burden of frontrunner into the debate.
Biden's challenge is to try to just appear presidential, appear as though he is kind of above the rest of the field and owns that frontrunner status, while also not making it look like he's taking anything for granted. And that is a really tricky balance for him.
The candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats will hold presidential party nominating contests next year. And President Trump has a full day of meetings with foreign leaders at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Friday. He meets with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Brazilian leader Jair Bolsonaro. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.